Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at Del Mar for the Bing Crosby meet now through November 30th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Pamplemousse Grill, experience a grade one dining experience at the Pamplemousse Grill on your next visit to Del Mar. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to a Saturday Breeders' Cup edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll bring in Bob Ike in just a second. The ghosts and goblins from last night are still working with the phone lines here, so we'll see if we get everything done okay. If not, I've got a backup plan. My good friend John Hardoon is with me at the South Point Hotel in the Grand Ballroom in Las Vegas. They just opened the doors for the Breeders' Cup party here. The energy's fantastic. We had a great time on the first day. So a lot to talk about, including some late changes on today's card. So let me bring in from Del Mar and the Breeders' Cup my regular co-host, Mr. Bob Ike. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, John. I hope you guys had a good seminar last night and enjoying being here day one, I thought was full of great racing, great weather, and a good atmosphere. So really looking forward to the second day of Breeders' Cup.
Well, the first thing is I can hear you fine. So we passed that hurdle. So that's step one. Number two, first of all, good luck in the Breeders' Cup betting challenge. You qualified this week. You're in that big money tournament this weekend. So I hope our selections on the radio help you. And if they do, remember who all your friends are, okay?
Well, I hung in there day one. And by the way, qualified on the last race of the last qualifier. So talk about getting in at midnight. But anyway, yesterday was kind of a tread water day. Still have plenty of bankroll to do some damage today. So I'll take my swings and see where it goes, John.
Well, before we talk about anything else, Bob, let's talk about the late scratches on today's card that have just come over the wire here. Why don't you update us on who is out of the Breeders' Cup races today?
Yes. Start in the fourth race, which is the Distaff Sprint, Filly Mare Sprint, and the morning line favorite, Sweet As Tekka, is out. I know she'd been looked at all week by the vets, and she came out today, as did Tamara, who's 7-2 in there, and the Japanese long shot horse, Fee Blanche. So three scratches out of the 10 entrants in the Filly and Mare Sprint. In the fifth race, the Turf Sprint, a European Invader who was 5-1 on the morning line, number three, Arizona Blaze, comes out. You go down in a major scratch to the Dirt Mile, the 11th race, and the Kentucky Derby winner from 2 years ago, Mystic Dan, has come out of there. Both of Kenny McPeak's entrants were scratched by the vets. He's not pleased about it. Mystic Dan was 6-1 on the morning line. Those are the major scratches, John. There are some others and also eligibles, so I always encourage people to take a look.
Yeah, one other scratch that I have over the wire in the last race today, number three, Atsilla, is out of the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf. She is in the body of the race. So they're still happening. Let's hope we get the rest of the horses to show up and participate. And I feel for guys like Kenny McPeak, who brought two horses here, and they've both been regulatory vet scratches. I understand fully why he is not happy. Bob, let's talk about what we saw on Wednesday night, the National Turf Writers and Broadcasters Award Dinner, a really nice gathering. They honored a good friend of ours, Steve Anderson, and terrific to see the support for the turf writers and what these guys do day in and day out.
It was a really great event, John, and I hadn't gone in a number of years, I think since Dan Smith was honored about 4 years ago here at Del Mar, but I'm sure glad I went because we saw Joe Harper win an award. We saw Nick Luck from NBC, who does such a fantastic job, and then our good friend Steve Anderson from the Racing Form. The presenters were all great. Jay Hubby presented Joe Harper. Brittany Erton presented Nick Luck, and Kurt Hoover gave a very heartfelt speech for Steve Anderson. Our table, our group of people there together, John, was fantastic. So overall, it was just one of the highlights of the week for me. Really had a great time on Wednesday night.
One thing that we will see today that we won't see anymore after the Breeders' Cup is Frankie Dettori in the saddle in the United States.
Yeah, retiring after today's Breeders' Cup, and will ride, I guess, a handful of races in South America and call it a career. Remember, he did retire a year or two ago, but came back out of retirement, came to California looking to try to find a Derby mount. I think he got a Derby mount, but not the one to put him in the winner's circle. And I was shocked at how good he still was, John, a year or so ago. Of course, he's internationally famous, probably the most famous jockey in the world, a superstar in Europe, won everything you could win over there. I thought rode very well when he was out at Santa Anita. This year, just watching him sort of on the periphery, I think he lost a little steam off his fastball, John. Father Time waits for no one. And I really think Frankie's getting out at the right time. I think maybe he's starting to go the other way in his career, as, you know, 40-plus-year-olds often do. But had a fantastic, brilliant career, did it all, and glad to see him going out happy and healthy.
Well, I have a picture back from the early 90s when Frankie Dettori was an apprentice. He rode Sensational Star, Calbred, we had in his final race of his career, and I got a chance to have him sign it for me. So I'll take that with me. And so I kind of got to watch his career beginning to ending, and just a terrific career. He rode some unbelievable horses. Let's do a little handicapping, Bob. Let's get over to the feature race today, the Breeders' Cup Classic. Obviously, the disappointment by many people of not seeing Sovereignty go today. I was really looking forward to that myself. But it's still a terrific race. The rest of the field, we've got the best three-year-olds in journalism, Baeza. We have the 1-2-3 finishers from the Breeders' Cup Classic last year. We've got the winner, Sierra Leone, the runner-up, Fierceness, and the Japanese horse, Forever Young. So it came up a great race.
Yeah, it's still a great race. You know, anytime you lose a horse like Sovereignty, you know, who was made the 6-5 favorite, which I thought was surprisingly short, but what a year he's had, you know. But you take him out, and from a gambling perspective, it actually becomes a better race, John, because really I could make a case for 6 out of the 9 horses. I don't think there's a lot separating this group. I think whoever really steps up and feels it and the pace comes up right and the trip today will be the winner. But you know, Fierceness on his day, we know he liked Del Mar. He drew the rail. I mean, some days he's brilliant, some days not so much. Baeza, improving three-year-old, Forever Young. You know, the Japanese horse who ran so well here last year, likes the track, training well. Sierra Leone, last year's winner. Mind Frame is a beast, and I really believe journalism will step up with a big effort today, John, and that's who I kind of, I took him on top, not with huge conviction, but I've been a fan all year long. I think the freshening from the Pacific Classic till today, 9 weeks in between, is going to do him a world of good. I think Jose Ortiz may wake him up a little bit earlier in the race. And I know he's sitting on go. He's training great. And I think he'll fire his race. I think Forever Young will fire a big race and maybe kind of key in around those two. But it's wide open. It can go a lot of different ways, and the depth of the race is fantastic.
It really is. It really is a terrific edition of the Breeders' Cup Classic. Bob, let me get a radio play from you. I know you did your sheet today, so let's get a radio play from you. Then I'll turn you loose. You've got some handicapping to do for that big tournament.
Hi, John, I'm going to go to race 6, which is the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And ever since this horse came back and won his comeback race 6 weeks ago, I have been salivating for the opportunity to bet on Ben Tornado in this race. Pointed for the Breeders' Cup, fresh, training well in between. I thought his comeback race at Churchill was sensational, John. We know he likes this track. He ran a huge second here as a three-year-old, beating a half a length by Straight No Chaser in this Breeders' Cup Sprint. I just like the way he's come into it, lightly raced, fresh, drawn well enough outside in the 10 post. I don't think he needs the lead. Straight No Chaser and Madhouse are outside of him. They're very, very fast. I mean, in an ideal world, I'd kind of like to see those two go ding-dong and Ben Tornado sit third and work out the right trip under Irad Ortiz. I'm going to be pretty much all in on him today, John. So 6th race, Breeders' Cup Sprint, it's the 10-horse. Ben Tornado, he is the 5-2 morning line favorite, but in a 14-horse field, I'm not sure he can go too much lower than that, John.
So that's race 6, the Breeders' Cup Sprint, number 10, Ben Tornado. That's for Bob Ike. Bob, I'll let you get going and do that. You will not have a sheet for Del Mar tomorrow. You're traveling, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm just fried, John. It's been a long week, and we've all been grinding. This is our World Series. This is our Super Bowl, and put a lot of time and effort into yesterday and today's card. So tomorrow's a little lighter at Del Mar. We'll get more serious again starting next Saturday, but I'm going to take one off and get a little sleep tonight, John.
Okay, relax, enjoy a little couch potato tomorrow, and we'll see you back in the host chair next Saturday when we do the broadcast from Del Mar.
Yeah, can't wait, John. This will be a fun fall meet. You guys have a great time. Knock 'em dead today, and have a great dinner afterwards tonight.
We will do that. That was Bob Ike, my regular co-host. Let me bring in the able reliever here, and that's John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets. John, isn't it great to be back in Las Vegas with you?
It absolutely is. South Point puts on a terrific show. You have to love it. And if you come to Vegas, there's only one place to play horses, and it's here. Because nobody treats a horse player like the South Point does. Listen, the sports book and the horse room are separated, and especially on a Saturday with all the college games going on and everything, you know, you want to be able to concentrate. And if you're here today, obviously you can come up to the ballroom. It's spacious, there's food, there's plenty of betting opportunities, windows to bet in, and the TVs are all over the place. So, again, if you're coming to Vegas, this is the place to come.
Well, John, also this kiosk behind us here, you can bet the sports. We've got the World Series Game 7 tonight. We've got college football's already kicking off, NBA, NHL. Yep. If you're not finding something to bet, then you better turn in your player card because it just, you know, it's the wrong thing.
You're in the wrong town. Exactly.
Well, before we take our first break, let me give you a heads up for where you can watch and wager on the Breeders' Cup races today around California. If you're down in San Diego, you can go to the Paddock on 5th in the Gas Lamp Tavern. That's 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. If you're in Orange County, down in San Clemente, go to the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. Los Alamitos is open and operating. They're ready to serve you with the watching and wagering of the Breeders' Cup. Same thing at the Derby Room. And make sure you order something out there. The food there is great at the Derby Room. That's at Fairplex Park. And so we support all of our loyal sponsors that have been with us for so long. Take advantage of it. Get out there, say hi to your friends out there, and cash a few tickets. And today is also the last day, or this weekend is the last weekend for right down there at Sammy's, where the 5 and 405 freeways collide. We're sorry to hear that. We will update you if they find another location down there in Orange County. But that building has been sold. It's going to be turned into, I think, a medical building. But they do a good job at Sammy's, so we're wishing the best for all the folks down there. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, John Hardoon and I will have Bob Mazursky. We'll talk. He's from Today's Racing Digest. We'll get a selection from him. And we'll also go down and check in with Bruce Finkelstein on the other side of Las Vegas, see who he likes today. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA, the Breeders' Cup edition, here on AMA 30 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Pressure, you're just like everybody.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred Natin special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Breeders' Cup edition. I'm here at the Grand Ballroom at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas. John Lindo here, John Hardoon with me. And John, we did our seminar last night, and just, you know, Halloween, World Series Game 6, football going on. We still had a full house in the Grandview Ballroom.
It was unbelievable, and people stuck around afterwards, and we had a nice question and answer period with them, and everyone seems to enjoy it. You know, you do a great job, and I'm just there helping you, but it really was a good show.
It was a lot of fun, and thanks for everybody for coming out and watching online, whether it be at thoroughbredla.com or the South Point website. We appreciate you tuning in. Let's talk about our cowbred of the week, and that was the Golden State Juvenile Phillies winner yesterday, Mohaven. Mohaven is by Yalpon out of the Into Mischief Mare. Bahana Mischief was bred by Richard Barton Enterprises, owned by our friends Pete and Evelyn Perella at Legacy Ranch, and is trained by John Sadler. She picked up a winner share yesterday of $99,750, career earnings over $180,000 already with two wins from four career starts. A very bright future for the Golden State Juvenile Phillies winner, Mohaven. Way to go, Pete and Evelyn Perella, and congratulations and continued success. Also want to remind you people, if you're trying to qualify for that National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas in 2026, there are 15 seats being given away in this weekend's NHC Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge. It's a fantastic tournament. That's the tournament that Bob Ike is playing in. It's a way to get into that NHC. Go to NTRA.com, become a member. It's cheap to do, like $50, and then you can qualify. You have to win your way into that tournament. Let's bring in our next guest from todaysracingdigest.com, and that's Bob Mazursky. Bob, we got the phones working just in time. The goblins have gone away, but I've still got the Halloween candy, so we did a good trade there. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, you know, one thing I wanted to ask some of the guys here, do you have a favorite Breeders' Cup race or a favorite Breeders' Cup moment?
Well, one that sticks out to me is the 1989 Breeders' Cup Classic between Sunday Silence and Easy Goer. That I was supposed to go to the Breeders' Cup that year in Florida, but on the Wednesday before I was supposed to leave, about 2 hours up before I was going to get on the plane, I was told that the Herald Examiner had folded.
So oh,
at that
wow.
point, I didn't have a job, so there would be no reason to go to Florida. Luckily, later that day, the LA Times called, and I was able to start working there. But I remember that race vividly because that was a big East-West rivalry then. Easy Goer had just beaten. Well, he hadn't just. It had been in the Belmont months earlier. He had dominated Sunday Silence in the Breeders' Cup, and Sunday Silence came back and beat him for the third time in four tries that year, and it was a very memorable race. So that's one that sticks out to me.
Yeah, I would believe so. That would stick out in my mind for sure, and it was a great race, one of the best I've ever seen. I wanted you to, speaking of big races, the Breeders' Cup Sprint today, this is going to be a good one, and it's a big field, a field of, I think it's still 14 in the race. I'm looking, have to make sure there were no late scratches out of this race, and we have the defending champ back in here, Straight No Chaser. How do you see the Breeders' Cup Sprint?
Well, I heard Bob Ike talking earlier, and I agree with him. I think Bentornato is the horse to beat. I thought he comes off a huge comeback race, in his return. He ran very well over this track last year to be second behind Straight No Chaser. I think Straight No Chaser will also improve today. Copion's a filly taking on the boys, which he's obviously a very talented horse. And I thought the price horse possibly in the race to maybe get a piece is Dr. Venkman. He's finally off the rail. This horse seems to draw the rail every time. Did not get the rail today. 7/8 is a good distance for him. But I think all things being equal, Bentornato is the horse to beat.
Well, last weekend, Bob Ike, I forgot to mention, gave out Spicy Bug at $10.60 at Santa Anita. You gave out Tina Turner. She was the best again, $7 at Santa Anita last Saturday. So we're looking for another winner, whether it be the Breeders' Cup races or anything on the Del Mar card today. What do you have for the radio listeners?
I'm going to go to the distaff. I really like Dorth Vader. You know, she's been freshened since she just missed the Torpedo Anna and the Personal Incident at Saratoga. Has reportedly trained very, very well. Trainer George Weaver, who's had a very solid year and had a Breeders' Cup winner yesterday in the Juvenile Turf Sprint. I think she's going to get a great trip tracking the speed. So I like number 12, Dorth Vader, in the Breeders' Cup distaff.
All right. And, Bob, all of your selections are available at today's Racing Digest, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to it. I'm in town in Las Vegas. If you need something on Green Bay, send me a text, and we'll get you covered. All right.
All right. Thanks, John. Take care. Good luck to everybody today.
That was Bob Mazursky from today'sracingdigest.com. Let's head over to the other side of town. Bruce Finkelstein is here in Las Vegas, and he does the work day in and day out. Bruce, good morning, and how you doing?
Good morning, John and John. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing great. What did you think of day one of the Breeders' Cup, all the juvenile races? Did anything jump out to you?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with my top choice, Intrepido, in the feature. I was a little in the colt race. I was surprised that in the juvenile filly race, the winner got such an easy lead. I didn't think she was quick enough to do that. I had one nice one. We had the Woodbine Shipper Cy Fair at $12. We got a great ride by Irad in there. There was some high-quality racing there yesterday. The winner of Alaska Stodd, I was skeptical. He blew the field away. I mean, there was not much of a race there. So some high-quality racing, that's the appetizer. Today's the main course.
You talked about Gestad. That win gave Aiden Bryden his 21st Breeders' Cup victory. He has now surpassed Dwayne Lucas as the winningest trainer in Breeders' Cup history, and he's done it with so many great grass horses and a well-deserved victory there. And I was with you. I thought he was vulnerable from post 14, but you know, when you bring the best horses over, I guess it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, and even a couple, you know, even in the Europeans that aren't on top of their game on the grass are, you know, just a little bit better than the American horses. And it was one kind of blot a little bit on Aiden O'Brien yesterday with Precise being a late scratch. You know, I was a little skeptical about Precise in one respect, guys. This was going to be his fifth race, I believe, in 77 days, or her fifth race in 70. She's a two-year-old, and on top of that, she was shipping, you know, from Great Britain. So I wonder if they were asking too much of her, and she came up with a bad blood test. They decided not to run. That's a good thing. I was surprised, to be honest with you, that she was even pointed for the Breeders' Cup. I'm glad she did not run yesterday.
Well, the race we're going to have you look at for our listeners today for the Breeders' Cup is the distaff. So how do you see this race, Bruce?
I'm chalky in this one, guys. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if the racetrack is going to change from the first few days, but it's not really conducive to deep closers this particular so far. You've got to be there at the quarter pole. I think Baffert's got the right horse, and she's the obvious play in Seismic Beauty. She's been a turnaround horse since they've put her around two turns. She has controlled the races. She won, you know, multiple graded stakes, the Santa Margarita, the Clement Hirsch. She's won over this track twice. I just don't see anything with her type of speed in this particular race. She'll be a short number. For me, she's a single. Maybe the value is underneath if you're playing trifectas or exactas. I put three horses underneath Seismic Beauty, that three Clico, the nine Majestic Oops, and the horse that Bob mentioned, the 12, Dorth Vader. So I put the eight over the three, nine, 12. But I think this is Baffert's race to lose here with Seismic Beauty.
So that's Juan Hernandez is certainly going to be rooting for you, Bruce, because he needs to get that monkey off his back, and hopefully he finally gets it done today.
Yeah, and Baffert didn't win a race yesterday, right? So
no, but Juan Hernandez is all for life as far as Breeders' Cup races are concerned. So I'm sure he's got to get the monkey off his back, and hopefully he gets it done there for you.
Bruce, last week you gave us Drop 'Em at Santa Anita, a nice $6 winner. The boys were seeing the ball last week. So let's get a play from you. First of all, what do you have available at BetOnBruce.com? Is it all Breeders' Cup today? What do you got going?
all Breeders' Cup today. We have the full card and the best bets. Audio is included. How about a long shot at Churchill Downs? No one's going to be watching Churchill Downs today. I thought there was an interesting price play at Churchill in the eighth race, and I'm going to give you a horse on the turf that has a pretty poor record lifetime, but maybe the turf is the difference. Number 10, take a look at number 10. He's 20-1, Malibu Smart. She's 1-for-18 lifetime, but when you narrow it down to the grass, she's run three times with 2 seconds. She ran kind of a dud race last time out on the Churchill Downs dirt, but go back one race to Kentucky Downs. We know how tough the racing is there. She was a hard-fought neck loser at 1 mile and 5/16. I thought she ran super that day. She also has a second-place finish at Churchill back in May. I'm just wondering if maybe she's just a grass horse. If you can go back a race and throw out that dirt performance, she's got a big look. She's 20-1 on the morning line. That doesn't sound terrible. So in race 8 at Churchill, I'm going to take a shot with the 10, Malibu Smart, again at 20-1 on the morning line.
Bruce, 20-1 works. It doesn't matter if it's the Breeders' Cup. The money all spends the same. So Churchill Downs, race number 8, number 10, Malibu Smart. Did you want to make a radio play at Del Mar as well?
Let's just leave that today because my customers are probably getting really irritated with me. I've been getting too much away. Real quick, I was thinking about Breeders' Cup moments. I remember one that was a loss that really was a crusher. I think I still haven't gotten over it. Is 1987. Remember that at Hollywood Park?
Yes.
That was the year Ferdinand won. And it was, I think it was the first year they had the Cary Grant Pavilion where they put the, that structure past the wire, that indoor kind of white elephant structure that they had there. And I put together, that was in the early days of the pick three. I think it had just started. And I put together a pick three where I singled Ferdinand, who got the win. In the last race, there was an overnight stakes race. It was won by Shoemaker with a Rex Ellsworth horse by the name of Fairly Old that paid a huge price, paid like $30, $40. And this is the bad beat part. I singled the Arc de Triomphe winner that day, Trempolino, who looked he was going to blow by theatrical Mr. Pat Day, Mr. Statue in the saddle. He doesn't move on him. And I thought, okay, I got this win, and no bueno there. Theatrical held me off, and that would have been a huge score for me, considering I played such a small ticket. I was waiting all day, and it was not meant to be, but it was a memorable day nevertheless.
Well, Bruce, no bad beats today, okay? You got your money's worth there. So let's have clear, straight and strong, and no inquiries, and bring them back sound, and then we'll go spend the money together. How's that?
Sounds good, guys. Hey, you guys kill it today also, and we'll talk next week.
And all of Bruce's selections can be found at betonbruce.com. Before we take our final break, let's give the phone number out here at the South Point Hotel, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. You can find out how you get your Thoroughbred L.A. Horse Players rate. And like I said, if you can't find something to play out here, you're not trying. So get out here. You'll get treated right. You saw the food prices out here, John. It's a little different than at the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, I think so.
Player-friendly is how we'll leave it. How's that?
Not only that, even compared to other prices in town.
Exactly, yeah.
$12 coffee somewhere people were complaining about the other day.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're right. Yeah. Well, when we come back, my next guest is sitting next to me, John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets. We'll also touch base with Scott Shapiro. He's back east. We'll get his take on the Breeders' Cup. You're listening to Thoroughbred L.A. right here in the home of Angels baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
For 55 years, Today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data exclusive to Today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and More. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. On Sunday, November 9th, it's the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby with AQHA champion Lethal Cowboy 123 heading the field. Lethal Cowboy 123 is undefeated in his career at Los Alamitos and will now go after his third Grade 1 stakes win. The field will also feature All-American Derby winner FDD Dreams and Grade 1 Stakes winner Hot Temptation. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $84,000 last Sunday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 9th, at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hey, welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with John Hardoon, who's going to join me in just a sec. Want to remind folks, if you're playing the Breeders' Cup, first post 10:05 this morning, so 28 minutes to post right now. And if you're coming out to Del Mar next weekend, the college students get in free. Next Saturday is College Day, so make sure you bring your student ID. You get in free. Seniors are free on Friday, so this coming Friday when racing resumes after the Breeders' Cup weekend, seniors are in, and 50% off Jackson Family Wines as well. And John Hardoon, one thing that's important to us, TwinSpires.com, if you're playing those pick fours and pick fives at Del Mar and in California, you need that alternate selection. We've seen what's happened before. Twin Spires is your place to go. I know you use it as well as I do.
Yes, you're 100% right, and it's a big advantage being able to have that option.
Well, a lot of times we're trying to beat the favorite. I don't want the favorite, so why give it to me, right?
Exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit now. This is your segment, and we've been talking about Breeders' Cup moments. Do you have a favorite Breeders' Cup race?
I do. 2011, I believe. It was at Belmont Park. It was the year Tisnow.
Oh, yeah.
Tisnow
yeah.
won. It was after the 9/11 catastrophe,
right,
when the towers went down, and one of the greatest calls of all time was Tom Durkin when he says, "Tis now," wins it for America.
That was a pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it was a great race. I mean, he looked like he was beat, and he came back and he won, and you just had chills. I mean, chills, the way he gave that call, and I still remember it till today.
The first thing I remember that on the NBC broadcast, they showed the picture of the snipers on the roof.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, so
for the American horse to come back. Yeah. That was pretty special. Well, you're going to look at a race for us in the Breeders' Cup as well. You're going to look at the Breeders' Cup turf, and I handed you that because I have no clue.
Well, I have a clue, but unfortunately, what do you give me, the Breeders'
Cup? The Breeders' Cup turf, I mean, is it just going to be chalky like it looks on paper?
What number? Give me a race.
The Breeders. You're right. They kind of run together. Yeah. The Breeders' Cup turf is race number, oh, gosh, I've lost it in front of me, too. Then race number 8.
Oh, okay. So this is a race, obviously, that's usually dominated by European horses, and Rebel's Romance comes back again. You got the 7-year-old Rebel Romance for Charles Appleby and Minnie Hawk, who's a 3-year-old filly.
Right.
That's the 8-5 morning line favorite. Well, while she looks like to be really a terrific horse, I'm going to go with Rebel's Romance there. You know, I'd rather bet the 7-year-old gelding. She's been through a lot of races for a 3-year-old filly. Bruce was talking about it in the earlier segment. I like Rebel's Romance in there. I think he's going to be tough. And he's not the favorite. Minnie Hawk's the favorite, so yeah. At least I get a shot at beating a real short price horse.
The amazing stat to me on Rebel's Romance, he's a grade one winner in 5 countries.
Right.
Not 5 races, no. 5 countries.
So he has quite a resume.
Yeah, he's a pretty good chipper.
I think so.
And he draws the rail, so he's got all the tactical advantage in there. I just think it's one of those two. I was trying to find something at a price, and I just couldn't.
Well, I went to the longer price of the two of them. That's the price I found.
Well, again, too, we did this. We talked about the seminar already and the Breeders' Cup moment. As far as, did you do other tracks today like you always do?
Yeah, I did New York because they were closed the last 2 days. They finally are reopening today due to the weather. They had terrible winds and everything came through, and I did Churchill as well. I had so much time sitting on the plane that I got a lot done.
Well, you want to give us a radio play from one of the out-of-state tracks?
No, we're going to stick to Del Mar.
Okay.
Breeders' Cup Day.
Okay.
You know, let me tell you, when they run Breeders' Cup, they shouldn't even run other tracks, to be honest with you. Like when they have the Super Bowl, you don't see other football games going on. So that's just my own.
I agree, but I have enough to play here.
Exactly. So, yeah. I don't have to drift off, but I'm going to give a play from Del Mar. Unfortunately, this morning, the vets woke up and decided to destroy the fourth race. They took out the first and second choice. They took out Tamara.
We're talking about the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Sprint.
The fourth race, I said.
Yeah.
Okay, and they took out Sweetest Tekka. So one was a 2-1 morning line favorite. The four was Tamara, who was 7-2. I like the two horse in here, Splendora. She was 8-1 originally, but obviously with the two late scratches, I'll be lucky to get 3-1, 7-2. But I really like this filly here. Flavian Pratt takes over for Bob Baffert. I think she's going to work out a great trip cutting back. I like number 2, Splendora, to win today's fourth race out at Del Mar.
So the fourth race at Del Mar today, the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. Number 2, Splendora, who was 8-1 on the morning line. Look for something more in the lines of 3-1 or 7-2. I think that's more realistic. But I agree with you. I like that horse as well. And I know we lost a lot of value there, but I think she's going to win.
Yeah, but it's just a terrible thing. I mean, listen, Mandela's not going to enter a horse that's not 1,000%
right.
And Baltus isn't going to enter the six horse. It's just, I don't know. I mean, they're just overly cautious, and I don't think it's fair to the owners. I don't think it's fair to the trainers, and it certainly destroys the betting value for any players. So.
It leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. And yes, they will catch some horses that maybe you should, but the collateral damage that comes along with this stuff.
Right,
unless
they're with these horses every day and know what they're going through, they don't really have. I mean, you know, obviously if a horse comes up lame or something, fine, you scratch him. But just to go crazy and just start scratching horses like this, I just think it's bad. It's bad for the game. Yeah. And on the biggest day of the year, they should be cautious, but don't go crazy. And I think they've gone over the edge. I really do. That's just my opinion.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay.
Because if I get on the soapbox, we won't get any of the other guests in.
Okay.
Let's bring in our next guest, and that's Scott Shapiro, who does a lot of work for ExpressBet and for the Daily Racing Forum. Scott, happy Breeders' Cup morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John, Good to hear John's voice with me instead of before me giving out winners. But, looking forward to the big day.
Well, yeah, again, we've asked everybody else. I'll ask you, do you have a favorite Breeders' Cup moment?
Well, yeah, and it's not related to wagering, which is odd. I guess it's kind of like John's moment before me. But I think it was my first Breeders' Cup when I was super into the game, 1991. Not compared to now, but, you know, I knew what was going on. And I'll never forget Arazi's move in the juvenile. I did not take, you know, I didn't know enough to take the international horses serious. Didn't know the buzz. Saw the horse's price. And then the Durkin call there, it wasn't as good as the one in the Breeders' Cup Classic, which is now coming back and all. But the voice, the tone in his voice was one you didn't hear very often. It was a surprise move, like this unheard of kind of thing. And the horse just kept going. And then he tried to do it again, of course, in the Derby, and it didn't work out quite as well. But, yeah, that Araji move is definitely my biggest memory from the Breeders' Cup, and my first one probably with that.
Well, they had a lot of people buzzing after that race. I remember that's when they locked up Pat Valenzuela as a contract writer for Alan Paulson. So
That was some move. That was a move.
It was an Arazi-like move, right? That became a term, an Arazi-like move.
It was unbelievable. You're right, Scott.
Well, Scott, one of the races that benefited from the depth of the Breeders' Cup Classic is the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. But I'm going to have you look at the other one, and that's the Breeders' Cup Mile, which is always a great race, the mile race on the grass. So how do you see the Breeders' Cup Mile this year?
Yeah, hopefully I saw the turf kind of formful like you guys for the most part, hard to find value, but maybe this mile is a little bit more wide open. You've got, the favorite is coming in and definitely merits major respect and notable speech, but he had a real good trip last year in this same race and was outfinished by Americans. I just don't see why I really want to rush back to play him at a short price. You look at the next favorite in here and you look at Rhetorical, nothing against the horse, he's done very little wrong, but he had a dream run last time in the turf mile. So I think there's some opportunity here. There's not a lot of pace. I don't know if I want somebody coming from way out of it, but I do think some of the other Europeans in here, Salon and Lion Winner, make some sense. I'm not overly against program trading, third off the bench, second time cutting back. Formidable Man has done very well on this turf course. He gets the class check. It wasn't a race where I had a very strong opinion at all. I thought maybe you could make the case that Formidable Man would be a horse you could use in all three slots, but maybe that's ambitious in the front end. But I do think he might run his race. Johnny V can save some ground. I think he's going to be forward in the race where there's not a lot of speed, but this is a spread for me, John, so not much help to the audience.
Well, you got a horse at 6-for-6 at Del Mar, 10-to-1, so that's not a bad idea to take a shot with Formidable Man. How about a radio play for our listeners?
Yeah, I'm going to go earlier on the card in race six. It's the Breeders' Cup Sprint, and I feel like Imagination is a different horse, and in a good way, than what we saw previously. This was a Son of Into Mischief, a little over $1 million, and I thought he was extremely underwhelming. He hit the board and ran some good races on the road to the Preakness, which didn't work out well, but I thought he was underwhelming throughout. He came back off a 8-month break in the San Diego Sprint Championship, and just is a different horse on the cutback. Came home really strong in the last little bit of time, and now he's second off the bench, reportedly training well. He's 3-for-3 in terms of hitting the board in the over this racetrack, and he should be decent value with a couple others, including Ben Tarnato, who deserves merits and any money he takes. So it's 7-10 for me in race six, the Breeders' Cup Sprint, but we'll go number 7, Imagination, at 6-to-1.
So that's race six, the Breeders' Cup Sprint, number 7, Imagination, at 6-to-1 on the program, over the 10-horse, Ben Tarnato for Scott Shapiro. Scott, thanks so much for doing this, and thanks for the memory. That was I forgot about the Arazi like me. That was pretty cool. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Say hi to Chris Andrews if he's there, and have a great time.
He's a little busy today with the football, but we were trying to talk about the head-to-head matchups here, but I didn't see them this morning. We're going to have to check after the show here, John.
We're going to definitely check.
All right, thanks a lot.
See you, Scott.
That was Scott Shapiro. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Michael Rona. We had a busy week with Michael, and we've got some Los Alamitos representation in the Breeders' Cup this year. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John Lindo with John Hardoon here. And a shout-out to Bob Ike. By the way, the cookies that came in from New Mexico for you, Bob, they're gone. They're history. But they were really good.
They were good.
Yes. So thanks anyways. And thanks to the gentleman who brought them for you. Sorry they didn't get to Mr. Reich. Let's go ahead and bring our final guest, as usual, the cleanup hitter for Thoroughbred LA. And that's the track announcer from Los Alamitos, Michael Rona. Michael, good morning. Happy Breeders' Cup Day.
Idea, John.
Hey, you know, it's a Breeders' Cup. It's in Del Mar, but there's plenty of Los Alamitos representation in this Breeders' Cup.
Yes, a little surprising to see two horses in the Classic who've come through Los Alamitos races. Obviously, journalism from last December's Los Al Futurity has been headline horse all year, but the lightly raced Nevada Beach pops up as well, winner of the Los Al Derby in June. Apart from them, and I think more significantly from the prospects of a win, Sweet Aztec in the Billy and Mare Sprint is going to be really tough to beat. She has won two editions of the Great Lady M,
beating her own track record by a hundredth of a second when winning it this year off a long layoff. She's 2-for-2 at Del Mar. I'm very keen on her chances.
Well, Michael, I hate to tell you this, but the regulatory vets said no go today for Sweet Azteca. She's been a late scratch today. Isn't that sad?
That is so, so disappointing. I did not know that.
Yeah, no, it came up just as we were coming on the air today, and I feel so bad for the connections, Richard Baltus and the owners. I mean, this is a filly that's been pointed to this race all year. He's done the right thing, and they just said no go for you, and that's, you know, there's not a darn thing that they can do about it. So one of the protocols, you want everybody to come home safe, but I tell you, sometimes it's a little bit over the top, and I just hope they come back and win their next race by daylight, and they can kind of do a little redemption value on what happened today.
Yes, indeed. It's a global issue. It's a big talking point regarding the Melbourne Cup, particularly for the international shippers, but even locally based horses. It's been quite controversial, the protocols that they've introduced for the Melbourne Cup, which is this Monday night, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of the nighttime stuff, we had dinner together, which was terrific, by the way, on Wednesday night at the Turf Riders dinner, and you got to meet a pretty special athlete.
I certainly did. One of Australia's greatest ever sportsmen, Rod Laver, who's still in the conversation for greatest tennis player of all time. He was there, to my great surprise, and I introduced myself and did so somewhat nervously, but he was very gracious, had a lovely chat with him and a photo, and it was a massive thrill. He won the 4 tennis majors in the same calendar year, twice in the 1960s, an absolute legend, now 87 years old. So, yeah, Rod Laver was there. It was a wonderful night on Wednesday night. Can't tell you, John, my wife thoroughly enjoyed meeting your wife, and Kathy is chomping at the bit for us to get to South Point. We're going to try to make that happen sometime soon.
Well, do it. We'll meet you out here, and then we'll turn the girls loose on the slot machines, and you and I might have an adult beverage. How's that?
That sounds like a hell of a plan.
Well, you know, with the daylight savings tonight, we're going to turn the clocks back tonight. Post times are going to change. So let's get the post times out for Los Alamitos tonight and tomorrow night first.
Yes, for tonight, 6:10, and then tomorrow night everything switches, and we kick off at 5:05 tomorrow.
Okay, and no stakes races tonight, but, you know, if we bury ourselves at the Breeders' Cup, we need to get out, and no pressure, but we need your help here tonight. How about a Los Al selection from you?
Well, race 8, the penultimate on the 9-race card, is quite a good betting race, a 350-yard allowance, non-winners of 3 lifetime. And Ed Bergard has 5 of the 6 horses pegged between 5-2 and 4-1 on the morning line. Should be a good betting race. Number 5, Naive, appeals to me at 7-2. If you isolate her races where she's begun from one of the 2 outside post positions, they're all very good performances, and I think that she's certainly capable here. She was actually in the Golden State Derby last time out. She'd be well to qualify for that race. So number 5 from the Mike Castleman barn in the 8th race, Naive.
So that's the 8th race tonight. Again, I don't have it in front of me. I've been looking for the sheet here. So give me the Naive is the name of the horse?
Her name is Naive.
Hopefully Naive, I'm sorry.
Hopefully I won't be looking naive after the race, but I think she can win race 8, number 5.
Number 5, Naive. I couldn't read my writing, Michael. It's been a long week in Las Vegas, so we'll get that straightened out here in a little bit. Listen, we're going to let you go. Enjoy the day. I know they're already watching wagering at Burgart's and in the Vessels Club. Best of luck to you guys today, and we will be listening to you tonight.
Well, speaking of Burgart, the great man.
Oh, that's right, yes.
The crack this weekend on the FanDuel TV set, filling in for Ulysses Gomez. Ed Burgart will be alongside Jose Contreras on the quarters tonight and tomorrow night, which would be a real treat for the fans.
Pretty nice when you pull a Hall of Famer up as a backup. That works pretty well for me. I love listening to Ed, so we'll be watching and listening to Ed Burgart tonight as well.
Okay, John, good on you, mate.
Thanks a lot. That's Michael Rona. Before we end the show, I want to thank everybody. Chris Monreal did a fantastic job in studio getting that phone problem worked out. Game 7 tonight, World Series, John, Blue Jays, Dodgers. I know where you're going to go, but I got to ask you, who do you like?
Dodgers. But we need more than 4 hits tonight. Please, boys, make it easy on us. It has been a terrific series.
It's been an unbelievable series.
A classic, that 18 innings. And if you live on the East Coast, you had to way up to 3:30 in the morning for the final out.
Shohei Ohtani got on base only nine times.
Nine times. That's like people don't get 9 times in a month. It's just unbelievable. And hopefully they make it easy on us tonight. But it's been a terrific series.
We want to wish the best to all the horses and jockeys. Let's bring them all back sound tonight and everybody goes well. Hope you cash tickets at the Breeders' Cup. Mike Woolman will recap the Breeders' Cup results tomorrow from 8 to 10 a.m. You've got Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show coming up next. Bob Iken and I will be at Del Mar doing our show next Saturday at 9 o'clock. Thanks so much for listening. Best of luck today. Cash some tickets and we'll see you next week on 9 to 10, same time.
You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they show you stand.